just got to get the frequencies right. Just give me a minute, Sam.
Nope.
There we go. Okay, Sam, you're going to be live in 3, 2, 1.
Hi. My name is Sam Torreson. I'm telling my story to account for the millions of Americans who aren't allowed to. Nothing we have fought for will be real until every last bit is written down and recorded. The oppression and pain our country felt during our first emancipation from the British was quickly forgotten. The facts were memorized in school, but none of it was truly felt. That's why I need to set the record straight. The second emancipation of the United States will come at a cost. The only way to truly free the generations after us is to make them understand the pain we've been living with. It seemed people were either too rich to give a damn or too uneducated to know any better. None of us expected him to actually win, watching the votes. Friday, January 20th, 2017, was for some a day of sunshine and rekindled dreams. The rest of us waited in shock and denial, watching the clock, wondering how long it would be till something terrible happened. The first 100 days came and went, and every quote-unquote expert took a stand to try and interpret what seemed to be tantrums of a 2-year-old. International tensions kept rising while protests raged in cities across the U.S. The political atmosphere was scalping our country into a self-segregated social nightmare. The 2017 election was an abomination to our democracy. The tipping point was in 2019, at a time when all the rumors of rigged elections and money trails were becoming true. I remember once things started to get real bad. Forest fires were threatening the lives of everyone in California, mixed with flash floods. It was late summer in 2019, and we were at our tipping point. I spent the last year working myself numb and battling the banks one bill at a time. It was killing me. Only housewives had time to watch the news all day. I heard some details from person to person, but I was consumed with the pressures of work and everyday life, just trying to keep up. Tonight was like most nights. After the kids were in bed, I brewed up a cup of coffee and went to work writing the day's reports. A few hours later, I was almost done with my reports. When? And then darkness blanketed the room. It must have been 2 or 3 a.m. when the first blackout happened. The power was back on in less than a minute, and I probably wouldn't have even noticed if I didn't lose my whole night's work. I was too tired to feel indifferent about it at that point and pulled an all-nighter to make the deadline. Every night at 1:30, for the rest of that month, the power would go off. I called every electrician in town, and nothing was wrong. But then the blackouts started lasting longer, and were sporadic. It wasn't just at night anymore. The whole town started to really notice when cell phones stopped working. Whatever was plugged into the wall would just go crazy. You couldn't even make a call after plugging in your phone. No one could figure out what was going on, and by now, it was Homeland Security scrutinizing every wire in my wall. Staying in an only hotel a mile out of town, the blackouts reached us in a matter of days. It was almost a living thing at this point, and you can only imagine the rumors that were running wild. My favorite was that I was using a Ouija board and my collection of old books to make black magic. Red Cross came in very quickly after we started to spend whole days without power. It spread to almost the whole state. Politics aside, the whole country was at a standstill watching the darkest story in U.S. history unfold right under their fingertips. Even so, every local cult quickly took ownership for whatever was about to happen, and the churches prayed, holding drives for everyone that was affected. 2 months after the blackout started, Homeland Security got their big break, but we all saw it too. 13 flickers, some long, some short, 4 times over. Get out. There was enough weirdos that still knew Morse code in town so that word spread before any official news broke. But I was terrified and prayed to God that this was simply the second coming of Christ. Life's never that easy, is it? We got out of town. I had no idea what was going to happen, what was going on, or anything in between. The one thing I did know is that the moment I got in my car to get out of town, my life would never be the same.